Siman Tov Reish Ayin Tes. No heading. The Erev Shabbos. So comes Erev Shabbos. I have two mitzvahs to do, two candles to light. I have Ner Shabbos to light, and I have Ner Chanukah to light. The Erev Shabbos, Madikin Ner Chanukah Tchilo, V'yachagach Ner Shabbos. First I'm going to light Ner Chanukah, and then I'm going to light Ner Shabbos. Hagah, says the Ramah. Even though I'm lighting, it's still very light out, it's long before Shkia, up to an hour and a quarter before Shkia, but I can still light the Neros Chanukah, and I can still make a bracha on the Neros Chanukah, which is not really such a big chiddush, because we already learned in Tafrei, the end of Tafrei's Ayin Beis, Aleph, when the Mechaber tells us what is the proper Zman for lighting candles, the Mechaber told us that in Yesh Misha Omer, Tafrish Ayin Beis Aleph, the Mechaber told us, Yesh Misha Omer Shimu Toru, he's going out, he's leaving town, he's not going to be at home at night, Yochol Lahakti Miplagam Incho Olam Aleph, he can ready light from Plagam Incho Olam Aleph. Ubovada, as long as he puts enough oil that it's going to burn for a half hour after Tzei Sako Chavim. And the Mishnah Berurah told us in Sifkot and Gimel over there, he can also make a bracha. And the Shara Tzion Ois Hei brought down that, brings down from the Berakhi Yosef, that that is the halacha. So certainly, Ein Lecha, Shasul Chag, Yosef Mizu, Chazal, certainly, when they're Masaki, Mitzvahs, Ner Chanukah, we're not, do not tell us to light Chanukah candles on Shabbos, obviously. So in the middle, you have to light before Shabbos. Okay, so what do you like? First, Ner Shabbos, Madiki, Ner Chanukah, Tzchila. V'yachagach, Ner Shabbos. First, you like Ner Chanukah, then Ner Shabbos. Mishva Sifkot and Aleph. Why Ner Chanukah, Tzchila? Hidei lo tizdasi, ish omen, tzvilu, di yadik shel Shabbos. Tzchila, kibbeh, the Shabbos, v'itra, leba, melacha. There's a very strong minug. When you light Shabbos candles, that is a Kabbalah Shabbos. So if you light Shabbos candles, you're Kabbalah Shabbos, you can no longer light Chanukah candles. However, that is by women. By men, there is no such men. So he continues the Mishnah Berurah. V'aro posim cholkin azav tzvilu d'otaya kabal Shabbos ba'adlaka asaner. So I assume he's talking about here about men. Okay, by women, there's certainly a very, very strong minig when she can make a t'nai with very few, very limited cases, a woman can make a t'nai. But by a man, it's not considered Kabbalah Shabbos. And that's why, at least by Ashkenazi women first light the candles and close their eyes, so it should be sort of over the Si'asan, Ki'ilu, and then they make the bracha. Once they make the bracha, they light the Neshul Shabbos, boom, now it's Shabbos. But by a man, where you don't have such a minhag, so the man should first make the bracha and then light the candles. Because the bracha and the hadlakas aner is not considered to be Kabbalah Shabbos for a man. The man could go daven mincha afterwards. The woman should not daven mincha afterwards. For her, it's already Shabbos. She should not daven a chol mincha. Okay, so here we have Shabbos candles, Chanukah candles. Most posts can hold the Kabbalah Shabbos is not padlokas aner. Let's see. Okay. If hidlik shel Shabbos, he made a mistake. He did Shabbos candle, v'lo kibel Shabbos machshavto, but he had not intended to be in the Kabbalah Shabbos. Yochol lahadlik acharkach, he can light afterwards. V'chozeh be'isha madlik, that's only by men. Because men don't have such a meaning of being in the Kabbalah Shabbos when they light candles. Aval isha hamadlekes, but if a woman who lives by herself and she's chayav afini v'osu anes, she's chayav in Neros Chanukah, and she already lit near Shabbos. Each Shabbos came to Shabbos, she was summoned to Kabbalah Shabbos, but of course, once she lights Shabbos candles, she's with Kabbalah Shabbos. In gain, lo tadik shuv shal Chanukah. She can no longer light the Chanukah candles. It's Shabbos for her. What should she do? El toma la'achir la'alik. She can ask the neighbor to light, because not really Shabbos yet. You make early Shabbos, you can still ask the neighbor who has not yet been with Kabbalah Shabbos to do malacha for you. So she should ask the neighbor to light for the Neros Chanukah. Vu yivarech, and the neighbor will make the bracha of Asher Kedushanu. It's also between Hadlik Neroshal Chanukah. Bishvila, he's doing the Maisa Mitzvah. He's going to make the bracha for her. She's going to listen. Aba Birka Shasa Nisim Chen Shechian Abram Rishon Yechol Lo Ba'at Smol Yivarech. But she can make the other two brachos by herself because there's no Chil Shabbos involved in making those brachos. The first bracha is only on the actual Hadlaka. She's not doing the actual hadlaka. The one doing the hadlaka should make those brachas, but these brachas she can make. Like the brachas of Roa. Right, that's what the Shara Tzion points out. He's gimel for the Prima God. The Lagara Miroa, Neros Etzel Acher, is no worse than Berkas Aroa. The one, theoretically, who sees someone else's candles and is not being Yotze in the Mitzvah, they don't have a house, whatever the story is, which we've discussed in the past, they say the Berkas Aroa. Okay, Mishu is Sifkata on Beish. They're going to make a bracha, even though it's still it's not yet nighttime, which we said is not such a big chiddush. We saw in Tafresh on Beish. It's probably iterated over here. Mishu is Sifkata on Beish. Vodi Yom Godo V'davka Achar Plaga Mincha. So, Erev Shabbos, you can only light after Plaga Mincha, which is an hour and a quarter before Shkia. Shu Shara V'ya Kodim Alayla. Okay, we hold the Laila is Shkia. The Kumoshi Kosberesh Sim and Tarfre Shayim Beis, like we saw, Kvar Kasav, the Bashem Akronim, the Tarf Litin of Hashem and Ache Yidlak, Chat Yisho Acha Tesha Kochav. You're lighting early, but you have to make sure that the candles on Friday evening, whatever you want to call it, those Hanukkah candles have to last three times as long or more than the other candles. It has to last a half hour after Tesha Kochav, and you're lighting before Shkia. V'chein b'madlik neros. Okay? Left like big candles. Im einlo kol kach shema v'neros gedolos. Let's say he doesn't have enough oil that should last so long. He doesn't have such big candles. Yira al kopanim achas en shetia dolek as ashir hazeh. So, meikra did, you need ner ishu pesa. So, if you don't have enough for all of them to last until half hour after tzeser kachavim, but you have to make sure that at least one of them is going to be lasting until half hour after the Kosva Achronim, the Nochom, the Chatchila, she is Palom Minchot Chila, Ba'achar Kachi Adlik. Achron write that it is the Chatchila proper to first have in Mincha, and then to light the Hanukkah candles. Why? Because otherwise, if I first light Hanukkah candles, I'm lighting Shabbos Hanukkah candles. So then to go daven mincha, afterwards I'm going backwards. Instead, at first I'm treating it like, you know, Shabbos, and now I'm going backwards, treating it like an Erev Shabbos. That's what the Shara Tzion points out in Ois Zayin, that's a Tati Desasre. The Ilav Ochi Nir Ksas Ki Tati Desasre. It's not a full Tati Desasre, but it looks a little bit like Tati Desasre. Why? So we came to Madik Bode Yom Gadol, since he's lighting during the daytime. Al Karcha Somech Ala Kulo, the Miplag Ulam Ala Mincha Nash, Vos Tokum Ala Laila. That from Plaga Mincha, like Rabbi Yehuda, we consider it as night, and you can do the nighttime mitzvahs for ready from Plaga Mincha. Im Kein, Ech Yisfala Acha Gag Mincha, Tzak Yidav Mincha afterwards. Now you just turn it like into Marav time. Pirmi Gadol, Besol Sim Tov Rishayin Halo. The Kamoko Mash Hashan, the Kosa Dafka, with Eshali. That's only if it's possible. The Gandim Emes Hashan Rakim Hu Harbe Kodem Shkia. So that's the Chatzila here in Beis Moshe. They are makir. They have two minyanim. They have a 1 o'clock minyan, and they'll probably have a 3 o'clock minyan, something to daven mincha before. The Chassidim do not seem to be makir. The Chassidim shuls, they daven regular mincha after candlelight. Okay. That is Siman Tov Reish Ayin Tet.